Well, leading off, our Pittsburgh Concert Society Young Artist Winner Showcase is somebody who I can't wait to hear as a recovering percussionist. I don't get to play as often as I would like, and is somebody who enjoys melodies and counter melodies very much. Having a marimba player here is going to be a real treat. Hannah Kim is a sophomore at Pittsburgh Public Schools Creative Arts and Performance Academy. We'll talk more about her life there and her work with the Pittsburgh Concert Society. She'll do four selections for us. Help me welcome now Hannah Kim. That's Hannah Kim playing. That was beautiful. What is that piece called?
It's a Sonata 1 in G minor, the Presto by Johann Sebastian Bach. This piece is originally written for the violin, but I just played it on the marimba.
That's terrific. Did you adapt it yourself, or was it did you find a chart for it?
Oh, I just used the original score, original violin music.
Well, that's neat, and it sounds really good to hear it, to hear sort of the staccato type of notes, you know, as you're playing them and how good it sounds. What attracted you to the marimba as an instrument? Can you sort of trace your first, I don't think the marimba is something you start in grade school necessarily. What did you play other instruments first and gravitate towards the marimba?
Yes, I first started by taking lessons on the snare drum, but when I prepared for my audition for YPO, I had to play a marimba piece. As soon as I got in, I liked the marimba very much because of its melodies you can play.
Yeah, I had a similar experience. I played certainly not as well as you and did not continue that actively with music, but I was in the percussion section growing up, and when I discovered timpani, it's like, oh, percussion can have notes. I like this. I would like to be able to, you know, play things that actually require tuning rather than precision and rhythm, and I was never able to play keyboards or keyed instruments that well, but it's neat to be able to do those same kinds of rhythms, I think. Some people that are listening may not understand exactly how a marimba
works, or you might be picturing a xylophone. Marimbas are kind of interesting because of what the keys are made of and because of the tubes that provide the resonance. Can you sort of explain how the sound gets made?
Well, the bars are made of either wood or plastic, and what it is they're much thicker and it gives more sound.
And then there's a tube underneath, so you can picture sort of the kind of slats of a xylophone that you'd be used to seeing on the, as we're trying to describe this on the radio. And then underneath, perpendicularly heading down to the floor, is a tube, and that kind of picks up the note and carries it forward.
Oh, yes, it does.
Well, terrific. And it's wonderful to hear you play. Let's hear another number. What would you like to do next?
I will be playing Serenade of the Doll by Debussy. This piece is originally written for piano, but I will be playing this with four mallets.
Once again, here is Hannah Kim. Hannah Kim, what a nice piece. That's so lyrical, and it's almost like the soundtrack to a movie or a play as you listen to it. It's just beautiful. Is there anybody you'd like to acknowledge, teachers or folks who have been helpful to you or family members, while we have a moment?
I would like to thank the Pittsburgh Concert Society for giving me this opportunity. Also, I would like to thank my teachers, Eliseo Rael, Brandon Shantz, and Kim Toscano for improving my percussion skills. Also, I would like to thank my school, Kappa, along with Mr. Knapp, for helping me out with music.
Thanks, and I'm glad you mentioned especially the Pittsburgh Concert Society, which works so hard to provide great performance opportunities. You're at Kappa now, in the midst of your 10th grade year, I believe, right?
Yes.
And have you thought beyond Kappa yet? It's a little early, but are you thinking of studying performance, like going on in music?
Yes, I would love to be a professional percussionist. Do you perhaps know this year's Olympic gold medalist figure skater Yona Kim?
I don't. Now, your name is Hannah Kim. I'm wondering if there's a connection.
Oh, no, but I would like to be the Yona Kim of percussion.
Ah, well, you're halfway there with name, and you're certainly more than halfway there with expertise. That's a great sight to set on, and you're really good. I like the dynamics with which you're playing too. Is something I think that's not so easy to do with percussion. Sometimes to play softly, and then they get to a larger volume. You've got two more pieces to do. What's the next one?
It's the Miyazumi Concerto. I will be doing the first and third movements. Normally, this concerto has a piano accompaniment, but I will be doing this on my own.
Once again, from the Pittsburgh Concert Society Young Artist Showcase, one of the winners this year, here's soon-to-be Olympic gold marimbaist Hannah Kim. Thank you. Kim, boy, just tremendous. It's as if you were playing. I'm trying to think of how many keys you have. It's like you're playing 40 some different drums as you're playing that. How many do we call these keys? What do we call what you're playing?
I just call them bars.
Bars. How many bars are there on this marimba?
I'm not quite sure.
Well, I counted. I was actually watching you play. I counted, I think, about 40 minors. So I guess there'd be about 8 for each of the groups. Unbelievable. Just terrific. There's one more number to come, selection from Hannah Kim. It's 11 o'clock. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, 90.1 WIUPFM Indiana, 90.7 WMCO New Concord, 91.1 WSAJ Grove City, 91.7 WNJR Washington, 91.7 WCUC Clarion, PCTV on Comcast Cable Channel 21 and Verizon Fios Channel 47, and slvradio.org, where it's always Saturday. Guaranteed Irish will be performing in about 10 minutes or so with additional live music. You don't just have a bright future, you have a bright present. It's really been wonderful to listen to you. Is there anything else you wanted to add that we haven't had a chance to mention as we've been talking?
Just wanted to say I was glad to have the opportunity to be here and to play.
Well, thank you. And I haven't been in the studio while you've been playing, but I've been sent some hand signals saying that some folks have been writing and emailing and calling, mentioning how much they're enjoying you, Hannah. So once more, from the Pittsburgh Concert Society Young Artist Winners, a showcase that begins today with Hannah Kim. What are you ending up with?
I will be playing the Log Cabin Blues, although this piece wasn't in my original repertoire for the PCS audition and recital. I just thought this piece would be nice to play for kids and have them dance.
Great. And we have a couple kids here that maybe we'll say just a quick hello. What's your name?
Connor.
How old are you?
4 and a half.
And what do you think of this? Do you like the way it sounds?
Yes.
What do you like about it?
The songs are really good and loud.
Yeah, I think so too. What's your name?
Layla.
How old are you?
3.
And what do you think of the marimba music that you're hearing? Do you like it?
No, it's really loud.
It is loud. It's amazing that something... Do you know that that's wood? She's playing on wood to make it go so loud. It would be fun to dance to, though, huh?
It'd be kind of fun.
Who are you sitting on?
Becky.
That's your Aunt Becky. And Becky, where are you from?
We're from West Allegheny.
Well, thank you for being here today. I'm glad. Anything you want to add?
It's just absolutely amazing.
Well, I'm glad you're here. Thank you. And you too, enjoy the next song. I think this one's going to be a little different. It's called Log Cabin Blues. And here she is again. Hannah, thank you for being with us. Hannah Kim.